Welcome. I'm so glad you found your way here. Today's practice is an adaptation of my teacher Cynthia Wilcox's Embodiment of Boundaries. To begin, find a comfortable meditation posture, one that encourages space in the heart center. And then bring awareness with the breath into the body. And to whatever extent possible, feel yourself present deep within your body, almost as if the breath and awareness are one. Breathing all the way down, invite the breath and your awareness to fill the feet and the toes. And as the toes and the feet are filled, allow the breath and awareness to fill the ankles, the lower legs, the knees, and then up into the thighs. Now fill the inside of your hip sockets and the whole pelvic bowl with the breath and awareness. And pausing here for a moment, hold awareness in the lower part of your body. Sense into the quality of stability and steadiness available right here in this moment. Let yourself sink into the support offered beneath you. Let yourself rest, knowing that you are being held by Mother Earth herself. Moving up into the torso, breathe and inhabit from the pelvic floor all the way up to the collarbone. The shoulder blades, the spine. Fill the full depth of yourself from the front through to the back, from one side to the other. Opening on the inhale, and releasing that which no longer serves on the exhale. Release the holding, the tension, any tightness that's present. Offer each space on the inhale. And softening on the exhale. Fill your shoulder sockets and then breathe down into the arms, the upper arm, the elbows, the forearms, your wrists, hands, and each finger. Remain present from the inside out, following the breath into the neck, perhaps here softening the throat. and then inhabit the space inside the whole head. Include your eyes in the eye sockets, the sinuses, the ear canals, the mouth. And finally, breathe to fill every cell so that you're inhabiting the whole body from the tips of your toes to the crown of your head. Breathing in and breathing out. Opening on the in-breath and releasing on the exhale. Perhaps breathing in peace and breathing out calm. And from this place of embodiment, begin breathing directly in and out of the heart center, the middle of your chest. Perhaps even placing a hand on your chest to allow the warmth of your hand to deepen the connection. As you breathe this way, can you feel the tenderness of your own spiritual heart? What does the quality of caring feel like? Remember, this is a process that happens over time. If there are no noticeable sensations of warmth, it's okay. Simply bring the breath and your awareness to this area. That's enough. And now, the invitation is to bring to mind someone who is a joy in your life. Someone you enjoy doing for. Someone you wish to be well. Someone who it's your natural inclination to offer support to, as it gives you a sense of delight in doing so. Perhaps choose someone that you're presently concerned about, perhaps for their physical health or their overall well-being. It may be a child off at school, a close friend dealing with a stressful job, or perhaps a beloved pet that's getting up in age. Imagine offering the support this being requires. It could be cooking a meal, driving them to an appointment, or cleaning their home, bringing them flowers. And as you do so, touch inward. Note shifts that may be occurring in your body while you focus on this visualization. Just take a few moments to scan within the body. Track any information that arises, whether it's sensations, a change in spaciousness or temperature. It could be emotions or thoughts. And while thinking about offering support or help to this individual, note if there's a sense of flow. Whatever arises, offer the breath. Do you feel a sense of gratitude for the opportunity to assist? Where's your energy level to support your beloved? Does it feel like you're tapping into reserves? as you follow the breath in and out, note and name what arises. Let this practice assist you to learn how your body communicates when you're giving out of abundance or giving out of resources that are needed for your own well-being. Take a few moments in silence, investigating all the felt senses in your body. Allow them a little time to communicate directly with you. Is it too much or enough? Now let go of that reflection. Return your awareness to following the breath moving through the whole body. And find your foundation in the contact with your feet on the floor or the seat in your chair. And center again into your own beingness. And now, I'd like you to recall a different person, whether it's someone from the past or the present. Choose someone for whom you feel or felt responsible for. Again, it could be a child, a pet, an elderly parent, or an ill partner. Choose someone who you had no choice but to be there for and to do whatever was needed to be done, no matter how challenging or how depleting it was for you. As this imagery blossoms, note again the felt senses in your body. We often hear that we as humans don't come with manuals. Through this exploration, we can develop our own manual, a reference guide of what and how our body communicates to us. So now, what are the signals and the sensations that arise? And what are they communicating? Sit with each and interpret their meanings. While thinking about this time you had no choice but to respond, is there a feeling of flow and abundance from which to offer support to this person in need? Or are you reaching into your own reserves, stretching your own capacity to the max? Or worse, are you running on empty? Note the felt sensations and also any judging thoughts that may arise. Take some time. Follow the breath as it moves in and out. Just notice. What is your body communicating? Now you can let go of that reflection as well and return to the breath as it moves into and out of your body. find your ground and center in your beingness. Let go of any feelings attached to this reflection. Clear your thoughts by following the ebb and the flow of the breath as it comes into and moves out of the body. And finally, I'll ask you to bring one last situation to mind. This time, a recent situation where you had a request made of you that you had no responsibility, and you clearly had the option to say yes or no. Again, as that situation opens in the mind's eye, touch into the senses of having an option. Perhaps even think, I can say yes, or I can say no. You could do this, but it's not required. How does having a choice feel? Is there an openness or tightening in some way? Remember, no right or wrong. We're simply noticing and getting to know how our body communicates. Now imagine that you can say yes. Perhaps even imagine picking up the phone, calling the individual, and saying yes. How does the yes feel? Now coming back to the breath, to neutral. Breathing one or two breaths in and out of the whole body. Let yourself hear the request again. And then imagine yourself saying no. To say, that's more than I can take on right now. That's something I just don't have the bandwidth for right now. And then gently turn inward, noting how no feels in your body. How setting a self-well-being boundary feels. We all have conditioned thoughts. What thoughts arise for you? Are there old beliefs or old programs that are triggered? Feelings of being selfish? Or judged? Is it okay to prioritize your own needs first? Or does it feel selfish in one way or another? Does it feel mature and comfortable to be clear in this way? And now letting go of that scenario, I invite you to spend a few moments offering compassion to yourself for all the ways that you've been taught to overlook your own needs, or told that your own needs and wants are not as important as others, or for the way that you were taught or not taught to set boundaries. Rest with the breath, secure in your foundation of your seat on the chair, your feet on the floor. and make note of any messages that arise for you. Consider how important you hold replenishing your own well-being, putting your own air mask on first. Take some time to offer yourself appreciation and thanks for growing in a more nurturing sense of how you're desiring the same level of self-care and self-compassion for yourself that you offer others so freely.